Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for making an air fryer birthday cake, or in fact any celebration cake in the air fryer. Because you can make a great sponge in the air fryer, whether that's a vanilla sponge, a lemon drizzle, or a traditional chocolate cake, it also means that there's nothing stopping you from doing that cake in the air fryer and then transforming it and decorating it how you wish. You know, if you think about it, you could actually make a wedding cake in the air fryer because you've got the sponge there, so you can go from there to transform it into something spectacular. The story behind this is that we were doing air fryer cakes for the kids' birthdays because it was just so easy, and I would just do some quick decorating. And then what I did is, because I wanted to take the birthday cakes to the next level for the kids, is I went to cake decorating class and I took with me just cooked air fryer chocolate cakes and then transformed them. If you head over to RecipeThis.com and search birthday cake, you can see all the different ways I've decorated the cake, from covering the cake after it had been sandwiched together with buttercream. I decorated it with red fondant icing for George's birthday with a Man United badge on. And then for Sophia's birthday, I did similar, but it was pink fondant icing, and then it was a decorated unicorn that sat on top. And then for the making of our air fryer cookbook, we went with the traditional buttercream style filling, and then we decorated the top with little pieces of leftover chocolate to create kind of a rocky road kind of look. And the brilliance of the air fryer is it's very easy to achieve any of this. You can start by following our air fryer chocolate cake sponge recipe and make two of them. The recipe calls for two of them, so you would just do it in batches of two in your air fryer. Then we used 540 grams of dark chocolate chunks, along with 420 ml of double cream, or if you live in the US, you would call this heavy cream. And then we had the hand whisk, our silicone cake pans, and our Cussori air fryer. And what we did whilst we were waiting for the cakes to cool was we added to a silicone pan the chocolate and half of the cream. We air fried for 4 minutes at 120 Celsius, 250 Fahrenheit. And then we stirred and added half of the remaining cream and air fried for another 3 minutes at the same temperature. When the air fryer beeped, we stirred again, added the remaining cream as you stir, and you now have perfect chocolate ganache. Then transfer the silicone pan onto a plate, because this will stop it burning anything because the bottom of your silicone will be quite hot. And then we placed it in the fridge for 30 to 60 minutes because this cooled it down enough. Then once cool enough, you can use a whisk or a hand whisk or electric or whatever you prefer and whip it into whipped ganache. It only takes a few minutes, and this works well because we use double cream in this recipe. Then either spoon by hand or use a piping bag like we did to sandwich the two sponges together and add a layer of buttercream around the edges of where you've sponged them together, and then also add in extra buttercream on top. That, of course, you can add a good layer here because we've made a good portion of the ganache. And of course, you could just do the ganache as is, but the whipped cream will look more like, if you see these gorgeous double chocolate cake recipes in cookbooks, it's normally used whipped. And then, of course, we used a piping bag because we thought it looked nicer, but it's totally personal choice to how you do it. Then add, if you've got any left, you can add a little bit more of the ganache on top. And then we decorated it by making a huge mountain in the middle on top of lots of chocolate bits and pieces. We'll go into great detail of what's included in the cookbook, but you know, think Rocky Road, marshmallows, Maltesers, little chocolate cups, and so on. And then you can finish that off with a bit of drizzle of some white chocolate or however you like it. And it's just brilliant because you don't have to do that. You can do the ganache and then you could just decorate it with some chocolate buttons for a simple birthday, or load it up with your kids' favourite sweets when it's the birthday party. And it's a simple recipe that anybody can follow at home. We've even got pictures of behind the scenes of other people following this recipe, as well as the picture that from the cookbook. So you can see the difference in the quality of the cake and just how easy it is to achieve this yourself at home in the air fryer without having to purchase a chocolate cake yourself. Thanks so much for listening, and I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook. And to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our air fryer cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and the accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them, and we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to recipethis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.